Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Ew! Hello, Mr. Fancy English Pants.
It's me, Mr. Fancy English Pants.
Well.
I'm a fancy man who fancies fancy things.
Back from across the pond in jolly old England.
That is me. Here we are. I don't even know what day it is.
Really?
No.
It's Wednesday.
In my body right now, it's lunchtime.
Really?
Yeah, there's a 6-hour time difference.
Oh,
maybe
Eric.
7. I don't know.
Oh.
So for now, no, the good news is the morning show is like my day there. The hard part is when I get home tonight, that's like bedtime.
What are your afternoon plans?
Nappy nap.
Yeah, I was going to say cancel.
We got home yesterday because we build in a day. So spent two nights ago in New York. You know, that way in case there's any delays or anything, because you just don't want to mess that stuff up.
No.
You're happy to be home, but then you kind of sit in your couch and then you're like, next thing you know, you've dozed off. It's just traveling that far is exhausting.
It's a lot.
I mean, you're in the air for 6 or 7 hours just on one flight. Then you're at a weird hotel trying to adjust to it. I think it's easier a little bit coming back than going there.
But it's much more fun going there because there's the anticipation.
It is.
But then coming home, it's like, just everything.
It's laundry and unpacking and all the mail. And
yeah.
A lot of Shannon's clients' gifts had just shown up. So like usually the mail pile's bigger than what's been delivered to the house. It was the absolute opposite. So she's going through all of that today. So it'll probably be through this weekend and then I'll be fully acclimated.
You're Mr. Catch up.
But I got a 3-day work week. I'll take that.
Hey-o.
Right? Coming in on a Wednesday.
Hey, not
a bad way
to do it.
I planned that out pretty well.
Good job.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, wow, he's taking a bow. Okay, right. Wow.
That's a formal bow. I learned that among many things. Yes, it's a very fun, formal, very polite society.
Yeah, except
London.
For the tabloids.
You know what? Outside of, we saw maybe one or two headlines. We just didn't, you know, we're not checking our phones.
You didn't engage in salacious gossip?
No.
Ugh, dang it.
I just
wanted to know everything about the king's prostate.
Just maps.
Dang it.
Oh, we're just on our phone all the time. We're looking for maps and places to eat. That and coffee.
Just
that's all we did.
Just trying to get around,
like,
man.
What's the cool thing around this corner? Whoa!
Like the
But I guess if there's such a thing as like, are people buzzing about it? The amount of public transportation we took, you didn't hear word one about a prostate.
Huh.
Not one word about a prostate.
Dang it!
Sorry, I have nothing to report.
I imagine.
I will tell you that Kate Middleton and the king were in the same hospital. That was unusual.
That is unusual.
Yes. But they thought that was the easiest because then you only need one level of security.
Oh, that is nice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So we were there the day he went in.
Lots of family drama over
and
there.
And then we just didn't watch a lot of TV or follow a lot of the headlines. Instead, we're off in Richmond doing Ted Lasso stuff, right?
How healthy. Wow.
Probably good to escape it, actually.
Probably.
I think so.
Yeah, you did the right thing. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good on you guys.
Thanks
Welcome
for judging
back.
My vacation on what I did and didn't do based on British tabloids.
I think it's healthy what you did. Okay.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, you're good. You're good.
Appreciate it.
Oh, we're glad to have you back.
It's good to be back. Everybody was like, I don't want to go back to home. Because if you ever go to London, you're going to fall in love.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's nice. It's beautiful. It's easy. So easy to get around. Like, nobody uses plastic bottles. Everybody's using glass water. And you're like, is it still or sparkling water? That's a fun game because they prefer sparkling water. So
yeah.
You have to say still if you want flat water. And then it's like, it's not to go. It's takeaway. So you have there's just a little bit of a language difference that's just fun to do. Yes.
It's fun to go and experience how somebody else lives.
And the rest of my travel companions are like, I don't want to go to work. I'm like, my work is fun. I want to go to work.
I can't wait to go back to work.
Work is good.
I have so much to report.
I have stories galore.
And then this is a very exciting announcement. Normally, you kind of roll your eyes when you see, oh, here comes another celebrity cookbook. Oh, turns out you like food too. That's weird.
Oh, your oven sets to 425 like mine? Great.
But get this, Chuck E. Cheese is releasing a cookbook.
Of what?
Recipes.
Just pizza? Or just things with cheese in it?
It comes out March 19th, and you can pre-order it right now on Amazon. But the mouse himself is the author. Charles Entertainment Cheese.
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese.
Has authored this book. It's full of like recipes for parties and like large group stuff. It's mainly like kids' birthdays.
That's where the place where you go to be a kid goes to be a kid.
That's where what he knows, right? That's where a kid goes to be a kid. 128 pages. It features other characters, too, that are giving helpful hints and stuff. The actual menu are things that you could have actually got back in the day. Kansas City barbecue chicken pizza.
Okay.
There's a Halloween-themed kids in a blanket called Mummy Dogs.
Wait, kids in a blanket? You mean pigs in a blanket? You said, I swear you said kids in a blanket.
Halloween-themed pigs in a blanket?
I swear you said kids in a blanket.
Well... I don't know what you were eating.
This is a horrible. What is Chuck E. Cheese doing?
Charles E. Cheese, how to eat children. He's a rat that eats kids.
Now we're into Five Nights at Freddy's. It's a whole different cookbook.
That's a different cookbook.
That's a little.
Scary.
Yeah, it's very scary.
Creepy. Sorry, Charles E. Cheese. I'm not selling your cookbook at all.
Kids in a blanket?
100% no kids harmed in the making of Chuck E. Cheese's new cookbook.
We have a new dish. It's called Ball Pit of Death. You'll love it.
Get in, kid.
Just dip your child in the ball pit.
Oh, the ball pit.
Even ew. By it, you know, that's disgusting with or without the Halloween overlay. Yeah.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Flying back.
Ah, yes.
To the great United States of America.
And boy, are his arms tired.
Coming to America. And outside of watching movies, you got to pass the time, so you get to chat to your seatmates.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of mixed, they're not sitting all together, but we've got a mom, they have a 7-year-old teenage daughter, probably a college-age daughter, and a dad. Mom's been to the U.S. She's been to Vegas on a girls' trip before. I think they've done a Disney trip before, but they never have a family have been to New York City. So we're kind of passing the time and, you know, well, we were just there and you got to see this Broadway show and you got to go check out this exhibit. And the 16-year-old pipes up. She's like, no, there's only one thing I want to visit.
What?
Target. They don't have Target in England.
What?
So she is infatuated with Target.
Oh, I want that for her.
I know.
Yeah, you should. You should find a really fancy, a really
and then
nice
I'm like,
one.
Target? If you come to the Midwest and go to Minneapolis.
Oh, girl.
That is the home of Target.
Yes.
I don't know if they're going to add to their journey or not, but she was so looking forward to going to Target.
I mean, who doesn't, though? I'm not...
True. But in the list of Statue of Liberty...
Yeah.
You know, where the towers fell, the 9/11 memorial...
Yeah, and Target.
Broadway shows. Her number one was Target.
But, like, you could... There's so much across the whole country, but that...
Target.
I mean, it's on TikTok. I've seen all the
videos.
I was
very happy for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hope that she finds it.
Yeah. You know, we're like, what did you guys do? Well, we went to a, you know, a concert and we went by Big Ben. I was listing all of the huge sights we saw in London.
Yeah. But you also went to like, you went shopping at Harrods, right?
We went to Harrods.
Like,
we took
cool
a day
experience.
Trip to Richmond.
But
where
not everybody shopped there before. You know, it was a different experience. Like you had to explain to me how.
That's true.
It's a department store.
It's like a magnet for people who are from outside of England. Like you got to go to Harrods.
You have to.
I mean, it's some the biggest Macy's you can think of. It's like an Armstrong's.
You said there was a fishmonger.
Yeah, first floor fishmonger. Yeah.
Does
seven
the rest
floors.
Of it smell fishy?
You don't smell fish anywhere. I don't know how they do it. Well, you walk through the perfume section.
How do
so
they
maybe,
contain the fish?
I think it's the perfumes. There's a wall of perfume.
Wow.
You don't notice. But it's as basic as there's a grocery store on the main level to there's also a Prada coffee house. Prada.
Prada makes coffee?
I don't know. Everything's branded Prada.
Is it good?
It was fine.
It tastes like leather.
No, it tasted like wealth. It tasted like we're not supposed to be here. That's what it tasted like.
Let's go.
They kind of fit us in up above the general crowd. I think we were in like a balcony.
Oh,
that
sure.
We weren't, they
you
typically
guys can
don't
sit
seat.
Right.
Do you have a reservation?
Here.
No. Okay, follow us. And we kind of went to the attic.
Mm.
The Prada attic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At the Prada.
I guess
attic.
So. I guess her Target could be our Harrods.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's like we
just
don't get to shop here
it's
every
a
day.
Different level of experience.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. I think she's going to have way more fun at Target.
I'm like, girl, Archer Farms.
Yeah. Good and gather, baby. Good and gather.
You're going to love that stuff.
Oh, so good. I love hearing about your travel. And tell me everything, okay?
Okay.
Just know that also, I just unexpectedly found out my parents are like, oh, hey, oh, we're going to Florida this week. We didn't tell you? Okay. So I'm getting pictures of sunny, beautiful, green, lush Florida. And now hearing about your travels and seeing pictures of their travels, I'm just kind of, I'm jealous.
Got the I'm not traveling travel blues.
And I'm excited to see some sun here in Iowa today. Don't get me wrong, but I need to soak up some sun.
Is it more of the sun?
It's the sun.
While it was mostly cloudy where we were, they seem to be on a slightly, England is seasonally about a month ahead of us.
Really?
Birds were chirping. Things were budding. Yeah.
Budding?
Uh-huh.
That's what I want to see because I know that this is fake spring. Like, I know that today isn't real. That there is the possibility.
I was surprised at the amount of snow that was gone.
Yes.
Knowing that you had so much ice last week.
Uh-huh.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
But still right around free, so it's still melting a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got some 50s coming up. So there's that.
I need to
bask. But don't get your hopes up because this is just January, right?
It's only January. Right.
It might be just
right.
A dull February, March. There's probably an April snow to come.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Get out of here.
We are landing in Cedar Rapids yesterday. The plane is at the gate and everybody's standing up waiting for them to bring the ramp over.
Yeah.
Right. And you hear it. Everybody's watch or phone buzzes simultaneously. That Amber Alert went off.
Yes.
Which I just, that brief moment in time, like that is a very odd sensation. We're all in a confined space. But it's still like you're on a plane,
but an alert.
Yeah,
it just makes like it
what?
Feel
what's
scary.
What do we? What's happening in that world outside this window that I can't go to? Amber Alert. A 7-year-old boy was abducted in Jefferson, Iowa, by 34-year-old Brandon Duong, his biological father, who does not have custody or rights to the son Bryson, and took him from an elementary school. If you got the alert, as this entire plane did, you were supposed to be on the lookout. I think it was like a black Toyota pickup. So about an hour into the alert, authorities spotted the vehicle. Chase begins. This is in Northwest Iowa. This
oh my
is where
gosh.
This was all going down. 100 miles per hour with the kid in the car.
No.
Leaves the road safely enough, grabs the kid and a rifle and runs into a field.
No.
2.5-hour standoff. They finally surrender.
Oh, my God.
Both taken to Sioux City Hospital. The father now faces one count of first-degree kidnapping along with other charges. All ends, thank God. Safely, but how crazy just the
That's
story
a scary,
itself
scary story
on top of just that weird sensation of I don't know how many people are on one of those commuter flights from Chicago, but
yeah.
We're all like, did you get that butt like for well, a split second like what's going on in
we've
Iowa?
We've got a weather radio in our house, so that goes off. I'm like, what weather is, you know,
for Amber Alerts?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, it
wow.
has a special color for it now, like Amber, and then
driving in, right, it's on all the DOT
yes.
signs. Yeah. But the good news is that has ended safely.
Good.
And the suspect is in custody. Sports shorts! My first sports short since like the middle of January.
Oh, gosh. What do you got?
Cyclone football schedule has been released.
Well.
In a world where the Big 12 now has 16 teams, not including teams like Texas and Oklahoma because they moved. And the Big 10, by the way, we have 18 teams. I've got a couple of dates for you for Cyclone fans. The Iowa game. That's going to be in Iowa City. September 7th. I don't have a game time yet, but just to let people know that's on the calendar. And then a game with Kansas at the house that Taylor Swift is building. Arrowhead Stadium? Yes. Kansas, Iowa State at Arrowhead,
that's
November 9th.
Huge.
We went to Iowa, Northern Illinois. I think they did two games at Soldier Field. And if it's anything like that, and Iowa State fans travel as well, I will warn you, Kansas City, have plenty of beer.
Push lattes.
Plenty of barbecue.
Question. Do you know who they're playing at that stadium?
It's the Iowa State, Kansas, the Jayhawks.
Okay.
So it's a home game for Kansas.
Oh, man. Because they have the colors. Iowa State and
they
the
do.
Chiefs have similar
they're
colors.
They're very similar, yes.
Like, it'll feel like home turf.
So they're an away team. But the trick with Iowa State is they change their uniforms.
They do.
Like I changed underwear. So I don't, every day.
Every day, you guys. That's what he meant.
Tip is keep it clean.
Because I don't know if we've
Wait,
discussed.
Monthly?
I don't think that we've discussed your underwear.
I guess you didn't know how often. I should probably tell people it's on the daily. I'm changing underwear regularly.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
No, I'm
Even
glad.
When I travel.
Okay.
Everything was cleaned.
Thank you for sharing that
You're
with
welcome.
Us.
You're welcome. So, that's how often Iowa State changes their uniform.
And that's the news.
I think that's got us feeling all right, too. So I think we're done. I think we're feeling all right. We are good to go. I think that's it.
Yeah, I feel good. I, you know, It's good to have knowledge.
6:35. Your weather forecast for today. I should at least mention this other feeling all right story.
Please do.
So the today's top headline, Eric changes his underwear on the daily. Our second feeling all right headline, the Freedom Festival has added an event to their calendar outside of the typical Freedom Festival time of year. They're going to do Freedom Feastival.
I'm listening. Feast?
Feastival.
Feast.
On May the 3rd, this will be a food kind of fundraiser. They're going to do like food trucks and vendors on the 2nd Avenue Bridge. It's going to start at 11 o'clock that day. And then that will go through the afternoon and then into the evening. And then you buy your food and then the money goes and helps the Freedom Festival.
Yes. That is awesome.
I think so. As awesome as my underwear rotation?
Almost as awesome as changing your underwear every day.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
So much excitement about the return of Justin Timberlake to music. Yesterday, he was a guest on the Kelly Clarkson show, and he teased that there is even more coming, more than just his music. He's been spending some time in the studio with his band of brothers. As you recall, Justin and NSYNC got together to make a song for the movie Trolls Band Together called Better Place.
So he's hinting at NSYNC music?
Well, he said that they got together to do that, and it was fun and so crazy. And they had so much fun that they've actually been in the studio spending some more time together, and there might be something in the future, too.
Okay.
I know. You're not as excited. I'm excited.
I feel like we're the ball of yarn, and he's the cat, and he's just playing with our emotions. That's what it feels like.
Play me. I am so here for it.
Now, it's been a while. They could always do like a greatest hits.
They could.
And then have some new ones on there.
Just one.
I've not seen that formula for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would totally take that. He just said that, you know, when they got back together, they had all of this chemistry that they can't, you know, you forget about musically how much chemistry we have together too. So that's kind of exciting. Spend more time together. We got to get ready for the big game coming up. And there's so much around. I'm not going to tell you anything about football, yada, yada, yada. But let's talk about everything outside of the game. It's some super fringe coverage. We've got a couple of teasers for some ads that you're expected to see in the Super Bowl. Love to see these. There's going to be an ad from PETA with Edie Falco. There's going to be some Hellman's Mayonnaise has Kate McKinnon and Pete Davidson.
Okay.
Seems like an odd pairing. And then the Beckhams. David and Victoria Beckham are going to be shilling for an Uber Eats ad.
Now, you watched the Beckhams on Netflix?
Yes. This documentary is referring to a scene where she couldn't quite come to terms with the fact
she grew up with a parent who had a Rolls Royce.
She had parents with a Rolls Royce.
Are they getting, clearly they're getting some things wrong because it's weird to say Super Bowl.
Yes.
Also, were they known for saying the wrong names through that documentary?
Also, yeah.
Okay.
A different reference.
That's
so
great.
I love it. Very excited about that. And then, of course, outside of the ads, outside of the halftime show, you got your prop bets that are coming up too. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Taylor Swift prop bets that people are looking at.
Oh, totally. Is she going to be there? If so, what's she going to do, right?
Yeah. People are placing bets right now. Is she going to show up? Because it is possible to get from Tokyo to LA. It's going to be a heck of a flight. Their prop bets, though, right now are will Travis propose to Taylor after the game, which seems like not a great chance of that happening.
Instead of Disney World?
Yeah.
Travis Kelce, you just won the Super Bowl. Yeah, I'm going to marry this lady.
Yeah. Oh, she said that would be so weird if she said no. Will Taylor be shown during the national anthem? I betcha.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not surprisingly, a lot of people are saying, yeah, she's going to be
shown. Although, you know what? Maybe no. Maybe during the national anthem, you stay on the artist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know who it is
and
yet.
And then there's like a flag. They put a bunch of people
yes.
on with a flag.
I don't, maybe. More during the game, I would take a game bet.
Game bet.
For sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's what where sports betting comes from. Do you think it'll be during the national anthem? Speaking of the national anthem, though, last year was Chris Stapleton's spectacular performance of the national anthem. He is one of the greatest. However, just found out this year, though, that he almost didn't have a spectacular performance because of his wife. She was messing with his head.
What?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Why would you do that? Indeed. He did not mess up. He crushed the performance. So, neener, 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 Morgan.
I know. Spousal teasing's fun. To a point.
Morgan Stapleton.
That's his job.
Get out of here.
Bad day, Morgan.
Jeez. That's what we like to call.
Z's sleaze.
If it was just as easy as getting your daughters to share.
Yeah.
Right? Take you back to the younger days.
Yeah.
Now you got attitudes and hormones. Separate rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hormones are rearing their ugly head. I don't know what has gone on lately. My kids just seem to have a little bit of a sibling rivalry. And it's like where they used to be bestest of friends and play together after school. There's just a little bit of a friction between the two of them. And I don't know how to solve it.
I mean, you got one almost a teenager.
Yes.
She's 11.
There's a lot of toed.
Yeah. Tons, yeah. Tons.
Tons of toed.
But usually, you know, you would think like they've been bonded, right? They've just been pals
yes.
for so long.
It's like they've lost their way, though. They forgot how to play nice. They forgot how to get along, and how do I remind them how to be nice to each other?
This has been our question for Momtroversy. So I was out of state yesterday,
mm-hmm.
But as you and Brian were going through the morning scramble, you grabbed this phone call yesterday.
Okay, well, how do you tackle sibling rivalry?
I put them in a t-shirt, a big oversized t-shirt.
The same shirt?
Yes. Get extra bars or so. They'll both fit in there. They'll get along.
I have heard of this. Yeah, you put them both in the same t-shirt and they don't have any choice because they're basically smashed together.
They have to work together?
So they have to work
exactly.
it out.
Exactly.
So, okay, so have you been through this or do you do this with your kids?
So my sister does it with her kids and then my mom used to do it with us. And I have five siblings.
Okay, then your mom knows what she's doing. Five kids, it works.
Yeah, do you feel like it worked for you and your siblings?
Yeah, we all get along now, and we're super close.
That's great.
I'm willing to try it. Okay, I'm off to get a shirt.
One shirt, two kids.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this.
I haven't either, but apparently this is like a thing.
It's all over our Facebook page.
The Z102.9 Facebook page, we've got suggestions. And Dara says, like, get a XXL shirt, something. She actually wrote the words get along on the shirt. So everybody knows that this is the get along shirt. And if you can't get along, two of you go in the shirt and you have to wear it until you do.
So by forcing them to be closer to each other, well, that's how they're going to get along?
There's a little bit of like, kind of like if you're running a three-legged race, you have to work together.
Yeah, there's a component of being like teamwork.
Yeah.
Right?
So you have to function together and it takes cooperation and there's no time for fighting and there's no time for bickering if you have to physically work together.
Are there things in the house that could be, are you already trying that?
Yeah.
Because then it's chores, which is things people don't want to do anyway.
And that just makes them mad at me, which I guess I could just deflect. Why don't you guys do some chores? Get mad at me.
Watch you do chores wearing one shirt.
I'm going to bring
Here's
them,
my solution.
Bring them together by making them both hate me.
Here's a big shirt, a Swiffer. Good luck.
Get on her shoulders and get the cobwebs up there.
Okay, this is why we need help, because these are horrible ideas that you and I are coming up with.
I think there's elements of them that could be winners, but they need a little finessing.
Oh, how do you deal in your household with sibling rivalry? Or this probably takes you back to some sort of bickering you had with a sibling.
I'm trying to think of what did my parents do? Because I think it was, like you said, no blood, no foul.
Pretty much, as long as it wasn't anything broken.
Well, go duke it out.
Or blood.
Yeah.
You would basically resolve it. And legit, is there a big difference between having boys and girls?
Oh, true.
Because it was an all-boy household with us. You got two girls at your house.
Cat fights.
Helping raise your kids the scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
As always, if you've got a Momtroversy topic, send it in. Scramble.
Please.
At KZIA.com. But
we love to hear them and we love to work on them. However, sometimes I just need to come to the front of the line. This one's mine, okay?
You have VIP status at this club.
Yes.
You don't have to wait in line.
Excuse me. Pardon
you get
me.
Bottle
Excuse
service.
Me.
You get your own place to sit down. This is your club.
I've just lately had
Claire,
this.
Claire, please, front
Thank
of the line.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm kind of a big deal. I have had this issue and I didn't know exactly what to call it, but I think that I'm going to call it sibling rivalry because my kids just seem to be at odds with each other, which is weird to me because for so long they've been the bestest of best friends. They volunteered to share a room, like wanted to. They were just close. And now my oldest is getting older. She's in middle school. She's too cool to play. And it just seems like they're not getting along the way that they used to.
Seems fresh now, or has this been kind of like a very slow fuse?
Slow fuse. Slowly. Okay. Since they've separated bedrooms, it just seems like there's a little separation mm-hmm. in their, the way they treat each other.
Oh, I never thought of, yeah. I mean, that just kind of changes the dynamic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I don't know exactly how to counterbalance that. I've been trying to have them spend more time apart, but maybe based on a lot of the suggestions that we've been getting on the Z102.9 Facebook page, maybe the kids actually need to come together more.
Oh, we had the idea of sticking them into a t-shirt, which I find very interesting.
I do enjoy the get-along t-shirt.
We'd love your ideas, and the phone lines remain open for Momtroversy. How do you deal with sibling rivalry?
Yes, I used to make my kids stand with their nose touching each other.
And then what?
Well, they'd have to do that for so many minutes until they could get along.
Oh, okay.
I would think the sheer silliness of it would also, then they would both burst out laughing, and then they're like, why were we being stupid to each other? Did you have a couple of those moments?
Yes, they didn't like doing it, so I would just have to say, do we need to stand with our nose touching each other? And then they'd usually fix it.
Wow. Yeah, it only takes a couple of times doing that.
Yes.
So like, I don't want to do that anymore. Okay, this is silly. Let's let our bad feelings go.
Nose to nose.
Wow.
Great suggestion.
I like it. Thank
Thanks
you.
For sharing.
Yeah, good luck.
Thanks. Good luck.
Good luck.
Hey, were you holding for our Momtroversy?
Yes.
Yeah, how can you help Claire gain her sanity back?
Anything you got.
Yeah, well, my own kids are pretty good. They don't have trouble very often. Girl, boy, so maybe that's it.
Oh, yeah.
But I heard a great thing the other day. Somebody I know has 3 sons, and that mom's rule was, if you tell on your sibling, they're not going to get in trouble. And that way, she's like, I want you boys to learn to count on each other, have each other's back, and build that relationship. So if you're always looking to get the other one in trouble, you're not going to do that. So she wouldn't ever get mad at her kids if one of them told on the other.
Interesting.
So like the socks thing, right?
Yeah.
Your one daughter's blaming another daughter for her socks.
It's ridiculous that it's even her fault.
But that's not going to go anywhere with this plan, because you're not going to get, Audrey wouldn't get in trouble, that example.
That's interesting.
Right.
I like that.
Kind of building
trust.
From
what I understand, yeah, it really worked, and the boys started getting along and realizing that they weren't going to get somebody in trouble. They learned to just get along better.
You guys are on the same team. Don't forget that.
Because you're just looking for a bit of payoff, right?
Yeah.
That you want to see if you can, you want to elevate yourself in the pack.
By throwing somebody under the bus.
That's exactly right.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're all turning into little Regina Georges.
And you can take the stress of the mom out of it, like, sorry, can't do anything about it, rather than try to be the middleman. You just say sorry.
Yeah, because you're constantly trying to play referee.
I don't have to be the referee.
No more reffing.
I'm not gonna ref this one. I'm sitting it out.
You guys figure it out. Have each other's back.
High five, mom. Thank you.
Right. Yep.
Talking about music, memories, and life. It's Songversations with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
8:21 now. It's the Morning Scramble. Dancing Eric Hansen, Claire, producer Ben sitting in for our Songversation.
Yeah, we're just having a little chat, a little conversation. Thinking back to an artist who you absolutely love and got really, really into. But if you think back, like, what was the first song that drew you to that artist?
I've got to take you both back to 2015. Justin Timberlake is doing a tour.
Yes.
Comes through Soldier Field. Shannon falls in love with, it's about the time Man of the Woods was almost released.
Okay.
So we're not quite there, but you could tell there's a little bit of a change in his style. Because if you go back to some of Justin Timberlake's roots, like sometimes he lives in Tennessee.
Memphis, yeah.
Exactly. He's got that vibe. 2015, CMAs performs with Chris Stapleton.
Oh,
and they
yes.
do Tennessee Whiskey. I've still never seen that performance. I didn't catch it live, but my wife, being on top of stuff, loving Justin Timberlake, starting to slowly discover Chris Stapleton. Then it's announced Chris Stapleton is playing the Great Jones County Fair in 2019, which gives me the opportunity to really get into his music. And I have to tell you, Chris Stapleton, Tennessee Whiskey, is it the voice? Is it just the tempo?
That's a great song.
She brings this up. She's like, you want to go see? I'm like, who are you talking about? She's like, you remember the guy in 20, like, play for me. We bought tickets after the second note. That's how much I loved it. And now, you were at that show too.
Yes, I was.
I don't think we sat together, but we were in the same vicinity. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
he kind of sings as like he performs. He's just kind of like, whatever.
He's not there to entertain
it's
you.
It's not
with
a showman show.
No. He's like, I'm not here to do any stand-up. I'm not here to, like, say your town's name.
I'm not
going to
say your town's name. I don't care what fair it is. I'm standing on a rug, and I'm playing guitar, and it's beautiful.
Yep.
And that's all he does.
Lights up. Here's a song. Lights down. Lights up. Here's another song. Lights down.
That's what you're there for.
That's what you are there for. But you go to, like, Fall Out Boy, Soldier Field.
They're fire coming
out of the guitar. Awesome. And that's one type of experience. But Chris Stapleton, fell in love when I first heard Tennessee Whiskey, and then to see him do it again live. I don't even think he did the let's bring the house lights up and let's all sing along part.
No.
I think that would offend him. He seems down to earth.
You're not here to do the singing. He's here to do the singing.
But that's my answer. That is the one where I fell in love.
That's cool right because there. I do remember like, oh, this artist is new. You know, like when somebody comes onto the scene and it kind of changes things for
yes,
you.
Yes, exactly.
Hmm.
The song that made me fall in love with Chris Stapleton for me is Tennessee Whiskey. So there's my answer. For smooth. Songversation.
How smooth is that?
So smooth.
Okay, now we need to open up the phone lines and hear from you. If you have an artist who you absolutely love, think back and think what the first song you heard from
so
them was.
You go back to watching a TV show, Claire.
I definitely saw something. I'm pretty sure it was like on Oprah. And this young Josh Groban guy comes in there and sings A Breath Away Is Not Far to Where You Are. Oh my gosh.
And producer Ben, it's basically the Soldier Field experience. Really, like, wins you over for Fall Out Boy. I think that's part of the songversation.
What grabbed your ear? What,
yeah, besides the song and the artist, like, what? Why that moment? Mm. We would love to hear your story.
We hope you didn't hear this. Scramble screwed up.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum has ended his presidential campaign.
Due to lack of name recognition?
Well, mostly because no one knows how to pronounce it. Also, I forgot the word governor, so I just wrote North Dakota Doug Burgum. I'm like, who's North Dakota?
I know, you just put North Dakota Doug. You'll know what I mean.
That's a better way to relate to him. North Dakota Doug is no longer going to run for president. Deadline there is coming up on February.
Put it on your calendar.
February. February.
And February is just around the corner.
Wow, February. The 13th month. We're not that ilk.
You and I are not good at criminals.
We're bad at criminals.
We're not at criminals.
We are not at criminal status.
And talking. Terrible. It's going to be Z sneeze in about a second.
You just let me know. What's your cue?
I'm just going to sneeze. Okay.
I'm standing by to dodge.
I'm going to sneeze. That'll be your cue.
Okay.
Sorry. These sleeves.
Producer Ben is on standby.
He's our standboy.
He's going to. Hey, standboy, yeah. Come.
Oh, standboy, come over here. Standboy,
standing boy.
Eagle-eyed fans spotted Taylor Swift out on a date where they sat at a banquette.
What's a banquette?
Oh, you know the, like.
Are you saying banquet wrong?
Banquette. Okay, there's been a long, long history of. My phone is calling my husband. I don't know why.
What? What are the words Taylor Swift, cassette, and CD?
I don't know.
Is it calling because there's an emergency?
No.
Do you need to introduce yourself?
I'll call him back. Which way is the top and which way is the bottom?
You're looking it wrong.
You're looking it wrong.
Well, one of us is going to lick each other.
I'm going to lick you and...
Prepare to be licked. None of these outs work. Well, we'll be taking our licks from you, the jurors. Is that better? Or just stay away from licking?
Let's not say anybody's licking anybody.
The best of the worst of the morning scramble.
Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.